From RTE Brainstorm, Why Exemptions from Studying Irish Are an Increasing Phenomenon by Padraig O'Diver from DCU. It was recently reported that the Department of Education has written to 50 post-primary schools asking them to explain why there was a large number of exemptions from the study of Irish in their schools. While this step is welcome, it appears to me that it is closing the stable door after the horse has bolted. When are exemptions permitted? Exemptions from the study of Irish are granted on three grounds. 1. Students who receive their education abroad up to the age of 12. 2. Students who experience significant literacy difficulties. And 3. Students who experience a high level of multiple and persistent needs that are a significant barrier to their participation and engagement in their learning and school life. There was a basis for the introduction of exemptions in the 1970s for students with moderate and profound learning needs. These students were educated in special schools, segregated from their mainstream peers, and did not study Irish. Following legal action by parents in the 1990s, there's been huge investment in educating virtually all students in an inclusive environment in mainstream schools. In an inclusive approach to learning, children are enabled and supported to achieve their potential based on their abilities. Teachers are required to adapt their teaching methods to suit the students' needs rather than the reverse. This is one of the reasons that teaching is such a challenging yet rewarding profession in the 21st century. In 1999, 2.5% of all post-primary students were exempted from Irish. The number of students educated abroad at the time was not significant. This was an appropriate rate to cater for students with significant literacy difficulties and aligns with the rare and exceptional nature of the cases for which the system was designed. The overall percentage for exemptions in 2023 was 13.5%, or 55,660 students, approximately 1 in 7. Students educated abroad made up roughly half of these. The number of new exemptions has doubled in 8 years, despite there being no research evidence to support the notion of a language learning disability. This is borne out by the fact that almost two-thirds of students exempted from Irish studied a modern foreign language, for example French, German, Italian or Spanish, in 2021. There are many benefits to learning Irish, and all children should be supported in their right to learn the language in whatever way is meaningful for them. This will differ from learner to learner. Dyslexia and learning Irish. Many parents of children with additional needs, such as dyslexia, have genuine concerns about their child's reading development. There is no evidence, however, that learning Irish will be harmful or delay their progress in reading. There is a mistaken belief among some educators that if we make things easier for students, they will learn better. This has led to unnecessarily excluding students from aspects of the curriculum and school life. Students learn best when they encounter interesting and challenging content that is matched to their level of ability. If a child with dyslexia is granted an exemption, we are giving them a message that there are things they cannot achieve, rather than supporting them in their learning. An exemption does not actively support the student's literacy needs, but it does relieve teachers of the burden of adapting their teaching to meet those needs. This is completely counter to the inclusive education approach espoused by the Department of Education. The emerging international research evidence is that studying additional languages can improve dyslexic children's literacy skills, because they encounter literacy in more than one language. What's next? The Department of Education will shortly launch a consultation on the teaching of Irish in English medium schools, which is to be welcomed. Unfortunately, Irish exemptions will be excluded from this review. The ever-increasing prevalence of exemptions is a sign to me that we've lost our way when it comes to teaching Irish. I've written here before about how we need a step change in relation to our vision for Irish in society in general, not just in our schools. A forum such as a citizens' assembly would provide an opportunity to develop a new vision for Irish for the 21st century. What role do we envisage for Irish in our national identity? How can we support Irish speakers and learners? How can we afford students educated abroad up to 12 years of age the opportunity to learn Irish? How can we provide opportunities for all immigrants to access Irish? In the meantime, we need a comprehensive plan for Irish in education, from preschool to university, and one that addresses the issue of Irish exemptions in an inclusive fashion. Discover more at rte.ie/brainstorm. RTE Brainstorm is produced by RTE in conjunction with UCC, University of Limerick, Maynooth University, DCU, TU Dublin, Research Ireland and Chagas.